Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to part two of today's episode of Life Transformation Radio with Daniel Gomez. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the U.S., India, Brazil, Canada, Australia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening to us from around the world. This show is all about our transformations. We highlight the transformational moment that has changed our life and how we use these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us on every Wednesday or on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, join us for Tuesdays and Thursdays for special pop-up episodes. I want to welcome you back to part two. If you didn't hit part one, go back and listen to part one. It was absolutely incredible. And thank you for joining us on part two with Daniel Gomez. So, Daniel, what's up, my brother?
Hey, we're back on live. Woo-woo! Let's do this, man. Hey, you know what I call that, right? I call it a short pause for a good cause.
Right? Take a short pause.
Yeah, I'm thinking you had to take a restroom break, and you didn't want to tell anybody, Sean.
That might have been what it was. before the break, we were talking about, John Maxwell, man. And you said that I love how you were saying, like, you don't need a title to be a leader. And everybody wants the title, but no responsibility, right? So how have you used you becoming a John Maxwell trainer? How have you used that to propel your speaking career?
You know, the one thing that I've learned is I think most people never take action because they want to have everything. They want to have all the plans together, right? They want to have everything. They want to have their T's crossed, their I's dotted before they go out there and take any action. And I think that's the wrong approach to life in general, to be honest with you, and business, right? Business. And the reason I say that is because, you know, as being a John Maxwell trainer, speaker, and coach, you kind of have an idea of what you want to do. But sometimes you have to evolve sometimes from one day to the next. And what I mean by that is, it's like today, right? We're here talking on the podcast. We got disconnected. Most people get frustrated with that, and it's like, It's okay. It's not a big deal, right? But that's the way life is, and that's the way your coaching and speaking career goes. Because one day, you're on cloud nine. The next day, you're like, man, what's going on with me, right? And I think that's why I love the training part, but I think what I've seen in my own career, my own life, is the coaching and speaking part is just really where my heart is. Because I say that because when you train somebody, people, you tell them what to do, right?
Yep.
And that's what training is. But most people call them, there's, and I don't want to say everybody out there, but there's a large percentage of coaches that they don't know how to coach. The reason I say that is because to them, a coach is like a head coach of a football team or of a basketball team, like the San Antonio Spurs here in San Antonio. And a coach doesn't train. A coach doesn't teach. A coach gets the best out of their client, right? By asking questions. And the awesome thing about that is most people, myself, yourself, the hundreds and thousands listening to us on this podcast, is they have the answers within them. But the problem is they haven't bothered to ask themselves their question. That question for themselves, or no one's ever asked them questions to extract that greatness out of them. And as I'm doing this journey, I'm loving the fact that people's lives are transforming because they're like, man, I didn't know I had that within myself. I'm like, yeah, you just didn't know it. And as I go speaking, I love speaking about my new keynote that I've been working on is Be Original, Be the Best You. And I talk about the original, be the best you, because a lot of times in life, we're not original. We put on this facade, right? We put on this facade on Facebook. We put on this facade on Instagram. We take pictures with cars that ain't even ours. We we it's a facade. It's kind of like a fantasy land, I would think. And most people do that because, A, first of all, they don't want to work hard enough to get their own reality, their own life together, right? And what I mean by that is everybody has an aspiration to be awesome, to be a winner, to be a champion, to be amazing, right? But the problem is they don't want to put in the work. And because they don't want to put in the work, it's easier to bandwagon on the San Antonio Spurs, right? If they want their champions, I'm a champion. Or if the Cleveland Cavaliers are champions, I'm a champion. Or if the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl, you know what? That's my city. I'm a champion. And they feel good about it because that's kind of like their high of success, right? Because that's what they're willing to put into it. They don't want to put in their own effort to succeed in life. Mm-hmm. And in my keynote, Be Original, it's like, all you got to do is just be the best original form of yourself. Be the best you. And you'll be surprised when you invest that time and effort into your body, into your mind, into your soul, into your physical health, you're going to do things that you never thought you would be able to do. And I thought I was pretty, exactly. I say this humbly, right? I say this with a humble heart. I thought when I was on top of the dealership world, running dealership, I thought I was, man, I'm on cloud nine, right? But you know what? God showed me that it wasn't anything. I love more what I'm doing now than what I was doing then. Because when you have someone come and tell you that your speech really impacted their life and I was ready to give up on life, but hearing you today gave me hope to believe mm-hmm. in myself and to believe in my circumstance, man.
Right.
I don't care if I make $100 on the speech, $1,000 on the speech, or whatever, $10,000. That's priceless. And you can't put a price tag on somebody's life. And that's being sincere from my heart, Sean.
Awesome. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, like I said before, I want someone to tell me at the end of my life, like, I did not give up because of you. Like, you're the reason why I did not give up, you know? So, to me, that's super huge. So I want to fast forward here a little bit. So, you talked about this is what I love most about what you do. So talk to us about that, man. What do you do? You're a John Maxwell certified speaker, but what is it that you do besides, I mean, are you a keynote speaker for conferences or events or like what is it that you do?
Well, I do, you know, I do mainly three things. I do sales training for all organizations. Having a dealership background, I go into dealerships. That's kind of one of the main things I do is I train up from the meet and greet to the delivery process. And that's one aspect of my business. And my other part of what I do is I do life coaching, inspirational life coaching. And in small business coaching, you know, since it's such a small business, a lot of times when businesses ain't doing good, it's the owner that needs to rearrange their thinking. And what I mean by that is a lot of what I'm seeing is just a lot of people, a lot of business owners or even the management they have running their small business, whether it's, you know, 50 to less people is what I would say a small business is in my mindset, right? It starts with leadership. And when I go in there and I kind of observe an organization and spend time with them, a lot of the time is they just have the thinking part of it is wrong. You can have the best idea. Let me give you an example, right? Going back to what I kind of mentioned earlier is people focus so much on the plan, right? What's my plan? I want to cross my T's and dot my I's. And they focus so much on the business plan of their business and the numbers part of it that they forget to use their imagination and in growing their business. And this is what I'm gonna say is you give me somebody with a business plan. And you give me somebody with an imagination and the desire to fulfill that imagination, I'll take the person with the imagination any day. Right. And this is why. I'm going to ask you a question, right? And we're going to kind of just talk about this. Is everybody knows who the Wright brothers are, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the Wright brothers, they invented the airplane. But just think about this. Everybody takes it for granted because we have 747s, 787s. We have so many planes now. We have jets that can breaks down barriers, and you being in the Air Force, you know, you got Jets out there that, man, they haul butt, right? But nobody
yep.
stops to think, like, when the Wright brothers were building their first plane, right? Think about it. They're building their first plane. There was no blueprint. There
right.
was no plan. I mean, think about it, right?
Right.
There was no blueprint of this is how we're gonna do the wings. This is how we're gonna, you know, from the front prop to the bottom of the ground. There was no engineering involved at all, to the extent of what it is now. They had an idea. They had a concept. So first of all, they didn't have a blueprint for the plane. Well, second of all, okay, once we get the plane flying, right? Well, who has the pilot license? Nobody. Right?
Right.
Nobody has a pilot's license because no one's flown a plane ever before. It's new, right? So the manager or the owner of the business would be like, well, we got to do this. No, you don't, because no one knew how to fly the plane and they figured it out in the air. You see what I mean? You see what I'm trying to
Definitely.
Open up
yeah.
your mind to imagination? Well, then they finally get the plane in the air. This plane is flying. Just think about it, right? Just picture this, Sean. They're flying out there. They've been flying for 10 minutes, and then reality hits, right? Oh, crap. How are we going to land this thing? They have no idea. But guess what?
Right.
Through the imagination and the desire to succeed, without a plan, they figured it out, and they landed the plane. So, A, they had no blueprint of how to even build an airplane. They had an idea. B, they had no one that was certified professional pilot. And C, they had no one who ever had landed a plane, and they still managed to do all three. How is that? Because they had an imagination. And
right.
what you imagine
right.
in your mind, what you think in your mind, you can hold in your hand. But most people in leadership, in business owners, they don't have that. They worry too much about the numbers, and they get that scarcity mindset, so they start focusing on the negative. And this is a saying that I truly believe: negative mindset, negative bank account. Just remember that saying. Negative mind.
I like that.
Negative bank account. Negative
I like that
mind.
A lot.
Negative bank account. And it's the reality, and that's what a lot of these business owners do. And not just business owners, but even, you know, larger, say, corporations even kind of think that, you know, sales go down, and instead of investing in their employees and investing in their organization, they shrink back, and that mindset is, you know what, we don't have enough funds right now. Well, guess what? You're never going to have enough funds, because that's what you're attracting to yourself.
Right.
So that's what I love about what I do, is I go in there and I open people's minds up to think like a kid, right? Just like when you were back in the day, you played banks and robbers, you play Indians and cowboys, you know, I would want to be an astronaut and fly to the moon. Kids are awesome, because when you think like a kid, the sky's the limit. But when you think like an adult, sometimes you close your own life. And that's why I love what I do, because I go and I coach these people's lives. And a lot of people it's hard, right? In the fact that I've been through it, I could sit here and feel sorry for myself. My mom passed away when I was 10. She died of cancer, breast cancer, and I saw her struggle through that. I know what it's like. And some people never get mm-hmm. over stuff like that. My brother is a good example of that. That it hurt me so much because, you know, God bless his soul, he passed away. He passed away about 4 years ago, but he never got over our mom passing away. He never got over her dying.
Right.
And he missed her so much that it kept him from living life. And he would always tell me, Daniel. He would, well, actually, my people know me when I was younger. They'd call me Danny, right? He goes, Danny. He goes, how can you be so happy, Danny? How can you be living life? I'm like, and I would call him Junior, right? I said, Junior. I said, I can't change the fact that mom's gone. All we can do is try to learn from what happened and leave it in God's hands, and everything's gonna work out. But he never got over that, and that kept him from living his life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt me because that's my brother, right? So as I go out there and do this, the business coaching and sales training and sales coaching, it runs parallel with your life. Because if your life stinks, your business is gonna stink. So they run parallel together. So I find myself doing a lot of coaching on a one-on-one level that you know, helping people get over that hump to believe in themselves, to have confidence in themselves, to let go of past hurts. And that's why that's the main reason I wrote that keynote, Be Original, Be the Best You, because it talks about having confidence, being loving yourself, believing in yourself, not worrying about what, put it this way, we worry more about what people's perception is of us than we worry about our own perception of ourselves.
Right, exactly.
And I talk about that in the keynote. And when we do that, when we have the wrong perception of ourselves, we make the wrong choices, right? So that's another thing I talk about in the keynote is that is you have to make the right choices, because the choices me and you make today, Sean, guess what? It's going to be our future 3, 5, 10 years from now. And when you start making the wrong choices, your life goes the wrong way. Well, then what happens is your attitude starts to go sour because you're living somebody else's life through you, because you're worried about your mom's opinion, your girlfriend's opinion, your best friend's opinion. And as you start living your own opinion, you get that champion's attitude that says, you know what? I can succeed in life. I can do this. When I first said I'm going to be a speaker, everybody said, you're crazy. You'll never do it. Well, you know what? With God, all things are possible. And here I am today on your podcast talking to hundreds of thousands of people. And it just comes to show that, you know what? Just like the Wright brothers didn't have a plan. I didn't have a plan. But you know what? I had the imagination that I could do it. And I'm talking to you right now.
Exactly. Boom. I love that, man. One of the things that I talk about in my talk, and I want to thank you for sharing that, because you just sparked something in me, man, that, you know, I talk about in my talk is about creating impact moments. Like, you know, on football cards and baseball, mostly football cards, you know, they'll have like impact player of the game. You know what I mean? Like on your football card, it'd be like impact player. And there's always like a couple, you know, gold or silver like cards or whatever, right? Football, baseball, whatever, impact players of the game, you know. And I'm all about creating impact and creating transformation. And one thing that you said, like the Wright brothers didn't have, you know, like all of the money in the world, they didn't have blueprints, they didn't have, you know, but they had a dream, they had a vision, they had, you know, all this other stuff. And it just reminds me that during one of my keynotes, you know, I talk about leadership and creating an impact in your organization, I bring up the fact that Abraham Lincoln wasn't even the featured speaker at the Gettysburg. You know, when he delivered his Gettysburg address, it was like 2 minutes and some odd change. I think it was like 2 minutes, 26 seconds. He wasn't even the featured speaker. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
You know, the actual speaker was Edward Everett, and he spoke for 2 hours, and he was thought to be one of the greatest orators of their time. You know, former politician, he was an educator, teacher, you know, he was a well-respected guy. And he was the keynote speaker over at Gettysburg. And he spoke for 2 hours. And nobody remembers him. Nobody remembers what he talked about. Everybody thinks about the Gettysburg Address and Abraham Lincoln on that day. It's not even taught in history books. Nobody talks about Edward Everett being there in any history book that I've ever seen. You know, just on my own research, did I discover? I'm like, no kidding. And so I used that in my speech.
Today's the first day I ever heard of him, so you're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, because, you know, 1863. I think the Gettysburg Address is 1863. So, you know, here we are. You know, Abraham Lincoln's delivering this speech. You know, it was 2 minutes and like 20-something seconds. You know, and this other guy speaks for 2 hours, but why did Abraham Lincoln's speech land the way it did? And why, you know, years later, was it thought to be one of the greatest speeches that he has ever delivered, you know, in his life? You know, because, you know, what did he do different? You know, he created an impact moment. You know, the words that he said, you know, the dedication to the fallen soldiers and everything, like it fell on them, right? On their hearts and minds and everything. And he created an impact. This guy spoke for 2 hours. What about? I have no idea. But he spoke for 2 hours and nobody even remembers.
Yeah.
So you got me thinking about that, man. You got me thinking about, you know, how do we create an impact? You know, I want this show to create an impact. I want somebody to listen to the show and go, holy crap. Like, I need this show. Like, man, such inspiration, such transformation is possible for everybody. You know,
and
that's the reason I started the show. You know, God put it on my heart to put this show together last year in February. And my pastor friend was my very first episode, Robert Thibodeau, very first episode. I'm like 107 shows in now. You know, last February, last year, he was my, and I told him, I said, "Mate, I want you to be my first guest because God has put this on my heart. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of guests I'm going to get, but this is going to be an amazing show." And I've been featured at two different podcast events as an icon of podcasting because of this show. So, dude, you're so right, man. You never know until you try.
Yeah, and going back to that is I think, you know, one thing is when you're authentic, when you're real, people see that. And one thing I'm not is I don't try to be anybody that I'm not.
Right.
I just speak from the heart. And what I mean by that is when people open up to you, and whether it's a coaching session of some sort, I open up to them too. I say, you know what? I've failed. I've done this. I've done that. I go, you see me now, right? People see the fruit of your life. People see the fact that, you know, you have a Harley Davidson, you have a boat, you know, you kind of live a good life to say. They see the fruit, but they don't see the root. They don't see the root when you stay up late, when you're stressed out, when sometimes you cry with your wife, or sometimes when, you know, your brother passes away and your brother actually, you know, you have to plan your brother's funeral and when you still got to go run a dealership. It's real life.
Oh yeah.
And people don't see the root of that you've established. And everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants stuff overnight, and it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen. And most people, when they get a trouble and they get a circumstance in their life, they get mad, they get angry, or they want it to go away. But it's in those troublesome times of our lives that we grow.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I can
dude,
honestly,
that's huge.
I mean, it's the truth. And let me tell you, you know how I know this? Because I myself, Sean, have grown so much in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This past year. And I remember when I was going and speaking at high schools, because I would do that part of the, you know, since I ran a Chevrolet dealership, I would go and speak at different high schools and talk to 100 kids here and 100 kids there. And it was awesome. I'd have assemblies, and it was a good feeling. And as I was going and speaking, you really don't know the impact that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go speak at this one school, and I found this email that they had sent me from one of the counselors. But I sorted away, right? So I sorted away, hadn't seen it for several years, and that was that. Well, the reason I say that is because fast forward to last year, when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer, I had a choice. I could either say, screw God, be mad at the world,
mm-hmm.
or I could do some self-reflection and say, okay, God, what am I supposed to learn from this situation with my wife having cancer? And it broke my heart, right? It broke my heart. It broke my heart to where I resigned from the job that I was working at to take care of her because, you know, she got a little bit depressed on me. And, you know, whenever you have a double mastectomy, it's not the physical part of it that's the hardest part. It's the emotional healing. And inside that emotional healing, you actually have two emotional healings, right? You have the emotional healing of your self-confidence, wondering if your husband's going to love you and want to be with you. And you have that emotional healing of, you know, will I ever be the same?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the physical aspect, it's emotional. So when this came into our lives, I could have folded up. I could have been mad at the world. I could have said whatever, but I chose to find a blessing through all this. And I can tell you today that fast forward a year later, that I wouldn't be here talking to you if it wasn't for that happening in my life. Leaving the car business was probably one of the best things I ever did because it brought out a part of me that was dying to come out. I'm a better husband for that. I'm a better father for that. And I'm a better person. But it was in that storm of my wife being diagnosed with cancer and having these three surgeries. And when she had to and people think like, man, oh, you know, it's not that people don't care, but people care to a certain extent, and then it's human nature to go on with your own life, and I understand that. But when you're there and your wife has a surgery, and then it's a major surgery, then you go back to the doctor 2 or 3 weeks later, and they tell her, you know what, we found more cancer on her skin. We have to have another surgery, and you got hit first of all by a semi truck, but then here comes the army tank and runs over you. Now 2 weeks later, it's like, you know what, hon, God's with us. We're gonna be okay.
Right.
So we made it through that, and then through that season of our lives, we grew to be the people that we are today. But nobody wants to go through that. Everybody wants to just have that happy-go-lucky, everything's okay, or I'm gonna be successful. But you gotta go through the storms to get to where God wants you to get to. And I say that because I want people to know, if you're out there listening to this podcast right now and you're going through something, whether it's the loss of your mother, the loss of your father, you lost your job, you were diagnosed with a cancer, with a lupus, any disease, if anything tragic has happened to you, I can honestly tell you, you know what, if you have the right attitude and you put your faith in the God, that it's going to be a lot better for you if you take that approach and say, what can I learn from this? Because almost losing my wife last year, I tell you what, that's a feeling I never want to get back into myself again. I never want to experience that feeling again, Sean.
Right. Yeah, man, I always ask myself, you know, what's great about this? And my mentor, you know, he drilled it into us. You know, he says, yes, this happened, but what could be great about this? What's going to change your life about this? What can you pull it? Yes, every bad thing happens, sucks. Nobody wants to go get bankrupt, right? Nobody wants to go get a disease. Nobody wants to go be in a car accident. Like, nobody wants anything bad happen to them. Like, nobody does. But what's great about this? What, like, you're always hunting the good stuff in every single situation. And so I've always believed that what you're going through is preparing you for where you're going to. And you have to go through the trial and tribulations, and you have to go through all of this stuff, because you're either delivered by the fire, from the fire, or through the fire, and it's up to you to decide which one of those three that you take. So knowing that, what's great about this? Because you are the master of meaning. So what's great about this? And if that's the attitude, and you said it before, a negative attitude equals a negative bank account.
Exactly.
So always, what's great about this? Boom, dude, I'm pumped up right now.
I know I went off track there a little bit, and forgive me, audience, but you know, I really felt they had it because they hear oh man, I'm a John Maxwell speaker. Oh man, I'll do this, and oh man, but you know what? At the end of the day, I do this because if I can improve one person's life, and I can let them know that sincerely that there's hope, I can say, you know what, I've been there. And whenever I coach or whenever I speak, if you give life to one person and encourage one person, like we started when we started this podcast, I did my job for the day. And I don't think people realize the power they have within themselves to not just improve their lives, but to... I find in myself when I do good for somebody else, it feels good inside it, because it feels good to the human heart, right?
Absolutely.
So if anybody goes down and out, you know, go do something good for somebody else also. Go do something. When you do something good for somebody else, it's gonna make you feel better. But I think sometimes people get selfish to where they think about themselves so much. But if they thought about other people that and pouring life into somebody else, they would realize that as they do that, them themselves will be blessed spiritually and emotionally.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
Perfect. Yeah, dude. Nailed it. So we're going to switch gears here a little bit, and we're going to talk about some of your biggest influencers. Like, you know, we know Jen Maxwell and all that, but who are some of your biggest influencers that you follow? Is it Grant Cardone, like some of the big names, or who are your influencers?
You know what? Everybody asks me, who's your influencers? I'm going to tell you, somebody that I really like listening to is, he's not so much a speaker or Evan Carmichael. Evan Carmichael, I love what he does because he takes a little bit of everybody. And the way his YouTube channel is he puts stuff out there about sales. He puts stuff out there about focus. He puts a lot of different life situations that I think people need every day. Because in school, right, we all go to school. We go to high school. We go to college. And we learn about, like, general knowledge. But we don't learn about what we need in life to succeed. And I think Evan Carmichael's channel, it really just teaches you about a lot of very arenas of life. And one thing that I love about it is just his motivational part is amazing. He has a little bit of Tony Robbins on there. He has a little bit of hip-hop preacher on there. He has a little bit of Grant Cardone on there. So he has a good mixture. So it's never the same thing every day, right? That's what I love about it. So I really like his channel, and I kind of listen to that. I probably listen to his channel probably, I don't want to say every day, but I would say there's 7 days in a week. I probably listen to it either 4 to 5 days out of the week just because it's good stuff that encourages you, that edifies you, and that you can learn and apply in your business and learn in your everyday life. So I think – but I would say my main influence was my number one influence would be Tony Robbins. I think just listening to him, I bought his series. People don't realize how lucky they have it right now, right? They're blessed because they have. They don't realize how much of a blessing YouTube is, right? If you had to go back to cassette and CDs, man.
Oh my God.
They don't. When I go do workshops and stuff, I'm like, don't you realize y'all have it made? Y'all have the ability to listen to something that's going to encourage you and edify you, and you're listening to negative news or negative music all morning long, it's going to affect your brain. Listen to something positive.
Right.
And I bought Tony's – my wife thought I was crazy, right? I bought Tony Robbins' series probably about – I would say – it was kind of an infomercial late at night on a Friday or Saturday night, like 15 – no joke.
Yep. And I, infomercial.
It was probably about 15 years ago, and
yeah.
I think that was one of the main things that he really instilled in me was just incantations, right? And some people call them affirmations, auto suggestions, positive self-talk, but Tony Robbins calls them incantations. And for the last, I would say, 15 to 16 years, I've been saying incantations every day of my life. And I would say that's a big part of my success because growing up on the south side of San Antonio, you kind of have that poverty mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Tony Robbins taught me through the power of incantations, you can change your life by telling yourself every day that you're going to be a winner, that you're going to be successful. And I changed my mindset by telling myself that every single day. So I gotta give him his dues where dues are. And, you know, Tony Robbins doesn't need an endorsement from me, but... I would say buying his CDs, his DVD set, and this is another thing. I paid $300 for those CDs 15 years ago, so that's probably equivalent to about $1,000 nowadays. Maybe a little bit more. But most people don't want to go out there and invest in themselves. They don't want to invest. They graduate from high school. And they never read a book again. They graduate from college and they think they have the degree, so they stop learning. And that's the wrong attitude to have, because once you stop learning, this is my saying, right? When you green, you grow. When you rot. When you green, you grow. When you ripe, you rot. And another one that I teach on is, when you stop learning, Sean, you stop earning.
When you stop learning, you start dying, man.
when you stop learning, you stop earning. So you always want to keep growing, and I think just listening to Tony Robbins' CDs in my car over and over and over again, that kind of helped transform my mind to who I am today.
Awesome, dude. Man. Love Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, James Malinchak. Man, I could talk hours. I even like, you know, people that aren't famous, you know what I mean, but they're just doing great things in the world. You don't have to be famous, like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and Eric Swanson and, you know, those guys. You know, I know plenty of people that aren't well known that are just absolutely crushing, like my mentor John Vroman. mean, he's just absolutely, you know, just crushing it in life. And he's just an amazing human being. So, you know, like you and other guys that I know, you know, those are the guys that I gravitate towards. You know, I mean, there's almost like a fourth wall between me and Gary. Like, I'm never going to get a chance to meet the guy unless it's like at an event. And even then, there's like a million other people trying to meet him. Like, you know what I mean? It's that type of guy that you just don't have regular access to. You know what I mean? So, but you still follow him. You still learn from him, you know, because they're doing what I want to do. If that makes any sense. Like, they're doing what I want to do. So, huge, man. So, before we close the show, so where are you headed now? What kind of new adventures, businesses, family?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of I'm kind of just praying about doing a book. I'm gonna be an author, so I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
And I'm just kind of praying which way to go, you know, because of course you got this publisher, you got that publisher, you got self publishing, you have several avenues to choose. But I will tell you this: I don't know how, and I'm gonna leave it in God's hands. But by January of 2019, I, Daniel Gomez, will be an author of a best-selling book. And I say that by faith in Jesus' name. So that's my next big thing is to write that book and be original, be the best you. I really I'm gonna speak it to adults, of course. If somebody calls me and to speak to their organization about it, I'm gonna do it, because I think whether you're a student, a young adult, or a grown adult, everybody needs confidence. Everybody needs to be encouraged, right? But I'm gearing that speech towards students and youth and high school and college, and then pretty much colleges and high schools, right? That's where I'm gearing that, because I believe that a lot of these, whether you're a junior or senior in high school, and you have that fear of going to college, and sometimes as a student, you lose your identity going, because you could be the most popular person in high school, but once you get to college, you're a nobody, right?
Right.
And just teaching them to have the confidence within themselves. The keynote, Be Original, talks about that, to embrace the future, embrace the fear of the unknown, right? Not to fear the unknown, to be excited about it. And I think a lot of college students, once they hit that senior level, they, oh man, I got to go to work. I'm going to go out to the real world, to say. And I think that keynote is especially for them, because you have to have confidence in yourself to succeed from going from one avenue of life to your other. Second of all, you got to make the right choices. Third of all, you have to have the right attitude. I call it the champion's attitude, to have that can-do attitude, to keep things in perspective. And when you have that right attitude and you keep things in perspective, you don't fear the unknown. Because what happens is you get in your comfort zone and you don't step out of it. So that's why you're fearful, because you're so much in your little world that, hey, you know what? It's okay to go from a pond level to an ocean level. Don't think pond size or lake size. Think ocean size. And when you have that mindset to think big, you know, man, I'm ready to graduate from high school. I'm ready to graduate from college, because you know what? God has great plans for me, and I'm ready to take on the world. So that's where my keynote is geared towards, is the students and young adults. So that's my next phase here the rest of the year and into January of 2019, and my book's gonna kind of just back that story of Be Original. So that's what, if you're the best you have nothing to worry about, because God made you the way you are, and you're not the person you are, Sean, by accident, and I'm not the person I am by accident, and whoever's listening to this podcast, you're not who you are by accident. You shouldn't be an inch taller, an inch shorter. You shouldn't have blonde hair or brunette or whatever your color of eyes may be. You're perfect the way you are. And I think when people embrace that and be the original, be the best them, the sky's the limit for anybody.
Boom. I love it, dude. So as we close the show, this is the moment where we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook. This is your moment to shine. Shameless plug. Go.
You know, DanielGomezSpeaker.com is my website. That's DanielGomezSpeaker.com. And if you want to book me to speak for your organization, for your youth group, for your high school, for your university, you're not going to be disappointed. As you can tell by listening to this podcast, I speak from the heart. I'm truthful. I'm authentic. And I know what it's like to have a hard life. And I connect with people because I see when people hurt. You can see it in their eyes. They say, well, is it true? If you want to know what a person's heart is like, what their soul's like, look into their eyes. And I can honestly tell you, if you hire me to speak, if you hire me to go and do a workshop for you, whether it's leadership, that I'm going to be sincere and I'm going to give you a presentation like you've never had before. And I'll end with this. The reason I say that is because I just finished a business coaching session where the owner actually told me, you know, Daniel, we had other consultants and coaches come to our organization before, but they weren't real. And I can tell that you're real. And that was the best compliment that I could receive. So I'm here to serve you. It's not about me. It's about your attendees to your event, the audience of your event, the audience at your workshop, leadership, sales coaching, or speaking, DanielGomezSpeaker.com. You will not be disappointed.
Boom. Dude, love it, dude.
Yes, sir.
And you crushed, you rocked in presentations too, man. Energy, authenticity, raw, real, genuine. Dude, you freaking rock, man. So, last question. Can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
The best nugget. The best takeaway, huh? You put me on the spot with that one. But, you know, it's to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the greatest gift of all is love. And I truly believe that. Because when I was a young kid, I was a fat little kid. And I'm not ashamed to say it. And I really didn't love myself that much. And I think the best nugget I can give somebody is to love themselves and to start waking up every morning and looking in the mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself. So, as I'm talking to you, Sean, if I was to tell you to do this, I would say, Sean, go to the restroom every morning when you wake up and tell yourself, Sean, I love you, Sean. I believe in you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And those two little affirmations right there,
yep,
would change their world. So the best nugget is tell yourself you love yourself and look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself again, because you can never tell yourself that you love yourself enough times. And that'll lift up your spirit. That will lift up your confidence, and that'll lift up the way you see yourself. That's my nugget.
I love it. That's a huge takeaway, man. Huge. Brother, thank you for coming on the show and rocking this thing, man. I really, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Man, thank you for having me. I tell you what, Sean, you're amazing. And I want to put a plug in for you, man. I mean, if anybody's looking out there to hire a speaker for their military or for, you know, Sean is, I've known Sean. I've had the blessing of knowing him now. And, you know, I have the ability, not that I'm majestic or anything, but I can tell when people are real, and Sean is a real deal. And if you hire him for your event, you know what, you won't be disappointed either, because Sean's heart's with the military and serving a lot of the people around him, and I know he wants to improve people's lives. So Sean, thank you for having me. Thank you for being a blessing to me, and may God bless you 100-fold for everything you do for everybody around you, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing guest, another impactful episode. If anything resonated with you, hook up with Daniel Gomez. He's on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, all of his social media stuff's there. You don't want to miss out on getting involved with this guy. He is the real deal. And leadership, sales trainer, if you suck at sales, Daniel is the guy to go talk to. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you have deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.